Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory is still in effect until late this morning. Sunshine today with our high nearing 20. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 with wind chills around 16 below. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 5 degrees. Some snow showers early on Thursday, staying cloudy with our high nearing 18. And zero over Thursday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's one above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. In Finney County, law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect on multiple charges after a weekend incident at a Kansas home. Just before 2 a.m. on February 20th, police were dispatched to the north part of Garden City for a battery in progress, according to a media release. Officers met with a woman who alleged a physical altercation between her and a man known to her. The investigation revealed that the woman and the man identified as 31-year-old Victor Roman Verquez of Garden City got into an argument, and Verquez told the woman to leave the residence. In the process, Verquez allegedly became upset and injured the woman's hand, preventing her from leaving, also broke the woman's phone and damaged the windshield of her vehicle. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a hit-and-run accident and continue asking for the public for help to locate a silver 2012 to 2018 Ford Focus, according to Sheriff's Deputy Abigail Christian. The driver of this vehicle fled the scene after hitting a bicycle in the 5500 block of Southwest Burlingame Road. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Ford County law enforcement authorities are investigating a juvenile for bringing weapons to school. On Tuesday, the Comanche Middle School resource officer was notified of a situation by school staff that an 11-year-old male student brought a weapon to school on February 18th. That's according to a media release. The student admitted to bringing a knife on the 18th and said there was currently a gun in his bag. The school resource officer searched the student's bag and located what appeared to be a firearm and a magazine. Upon examination, the firearm was determined to be an airsoft-style gun, and the magazine contained live firearm ammunition. This investigation is still pending, and no further information will be released. During a special Tuesday afternoon meeting, board members for USD 259 Wichita, the state's largest school district, voted to remove the mask mandate effective end of day Thursday, March 10th. The district's spring break is the following week. In August, the board unanimously approved a mask mandate for all district buildings. It went into effect on August 30th. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Several female state lawmakers are calling for an overhaul of how the Nebraska legislature handles sexual harassment investigations following the resignation of a male state senator who admitted he took photos of a female subordinate without her consent. The half-dozen lawmakers on Tuesday recounted their own experiences of being groped, harassed, and belittled. State Senator Migroni abruptly resigned on Monday and abandoned his campaign to be a University of Nebraska regent. The Republican acknowledged Friday that he took photos of the legislative staffer in his office, but he said none were sexual in nature. A Sydney man's court case will move ahead as planned after the Nebraska Supreme Court denied his motion to move the case to juvenile court. Jeffrey Lohman is charged with use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony and second-degree assault after an incident in Sydney's Legion Park in August of last year. At the time of the alleged act, Lohman was 17 years old. The Cheyenne County Court, however, charged him as an adult. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Black Squirrel City origin story, which was postponed, has been rescheduled this Thursday evening beginning at 5:30 at the Marysville City Building. In celebrating the 50th anniversary of Marysville's designation as Black Squirrel City, voting is currently underway to select the most popular of the 34 original Black Squirrel statues located in the community. The five atop the voting will be featured on the first round of collectible memorabilia to be produced as part of a year-long celebration. Voting can be done by liking the squirrel photos that appear on the Facebook page, Black Squirrel City, or in person, any Marysville bank. You may select as many squirrels as you like, with selections due by Monday, February 28. In 1972, Marysville City Council passed an ordinance to protect black squirrels. This year of celebration culminating with events in October, which has marked Black Squirrel Night festivities each year since. Plans are being finalized, but will include a parade featuring 16 new black squirrel statues, set to join the 34 currently on display throughout the community. Black squirrels make up about 20% of a city's squirrel population. Again, the Black Squirrel City origin story, this Thursday evening at 5:30 at the Marysville City Building, is free and open to the public. Nemaha, Jackson, Pottawatomie, and Shawnee County Conservation Districts will host the statewide Women in Agriculture event in Corning this Saturday, February 26th. The day-long session of speakers will include topics like soil health, agritourism, financing the farm, shopping Kansas farms, and keynote speakers Mark and Annette Potter will discuss all things mental health and depression. The registration is free, but space is limited. Advance reservations are requested. Phone 785-336-2186, extension 133, for the Women in Agriculture Seminar in Corning this Saturday. State Representative Lisa Mosier was a guest on our Public Affairs program this past weekend. A number of bills are being considered by the Kansas Legislature. Mosier took up the first joint bill passed this session.
To start off with, the first thing that the House and Senate both did was to pass House Bill HB 2477, which basically relaxes some regulations to help hospitals and nursing homes hire the help that they need because they have been so severely impacted by COVID. It allows certain healthcare professionals to be hired, that maybe they're in medical training or they are licensed in other states, that they can be hired by facilities in Kansas. And it also suspends certain licensures and requirements for adult care homes. So basically, this helps the healthcare industry get the employees they need to take care of people in hospitals and in our adult care homes. And so that was a huge piece that we did right out of the gate in mid-January.
The conversation with Lisa Mosier continues this weekend. Join the public affairs program Saturday at 7:10 on KNDY. A lengthy process of redistricting legislative seats in Kansas continues.
Redistricting has been huge on the forefront. The House and Senate passed the congressional maps, which are the maps for the four congressional districts here in Kansas for Jake LaTurner, Tracy Mann, Sharice Davids, and Representative Ron Estes. The governor vetoed the map last week, and we overrode her veto this week. And we expect now that the maps will probably end up in court for a check and balance, and we're confident that, they were drawn correctly and don't split up any voting populations. And so you'll just have to watch for more on that. And once the congressional maps are confirmed, then work will begin on state senator maps and the state representative maps. So redistricting is a long way from being over.
Connie P. Schneider, age 82, of Washington, passed away February 14th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Connie Schneider. Vernon W. Neiman, age 85, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Private burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Vern Neiman. Corey J. Waters, age 26, of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at the church at 7. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Corey Waters. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a fish sandwich, baked beans, coleslaw, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, tater tots, beets, and cinnamon apple slices. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory is currently in effect until late this morning. Skies will clear up across the region today before another low pressure system makes its way through overnight and into Thursday. Temperatures will remain extremely chilly throughout the Midwest, with our highs ranging in the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the single digits and lower teens throughout Nebraska, the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 20s throughout Missouri. As we head into the overnight and early morning hours of Thursday, we can expect some snow showers as another fairly large low pressure system makes its way through. Overnight tonight, we can expect to see lows just above and below zero throughout Iowa and Nebraska, the lower teens and just below zero throughout Kansas, and the lower teens and mid-20s throughout Missouri. Snow showers will fall throughout the afternoon on Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 48, record high on this date 80, the average low 24, and the record low is 4 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:13, sunrise the morning at 7:09. Colder this morning at zero, but not the wind chill. Winds are light. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 23rd of February. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
A cornucopia of college basketball. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A clash of ranked teams as number 21 UConn ended on a 6-0 run to upset number 8 Villanova 71-69.
Cole at the hash, guarded by Slater, starts back to the right. Cole to the basket, puts it up right hand and good! And UConn leads by one!
On Learfield, R.J. Cole got the go-ahead bucket with 5 seconds left. The Huskies win 71-69. Number 5, Kansas knocked off rival Kansas State 102-83. Okai Agbaji leading the way, scoring 23 to pass Wilt Chamberlain on Kansas's all-time scoring list. 9th-ranked Texas Tech won their 20th home game in a row, knocking off Oklahoma 66-42 in Lubbock.
Rebounded Wilson, rainbowed all the way the other way. In transition, look out below, Marcus Santos Silva.
Our thanks to Learfield. More college hoops. Number 24, Alabama, narrowly survived a trip to Vanderbilt. The Crimson Tide holding on for a 74-72 win.
To JQ in the lane. He'll let traffic catch up. He'll go down the lane. He'll circle back away from everybody. To JD, he says, come get it, veteran. He does. Deep three. Bottom.
On Learfield, 19 points for Bama's Javon Quinterly. On the ice of the NHL, Patrick Laine scored his second goal of the game in overtime to give the Blue Jackets a win over the Maple Leafs.
Up over his own blue line, into the Toronto zone, gives the line A, takes a shot, and he scores! And I got two words for you! Game over!
On WBNS, 4-3 the final. Meanwhile, Tanner Janot found the back of the net twice, the Predators knocking off the Panthers 6-4 to snap a four-game losing streak. The Sharks slide continue, losing to the Ducks 4-3 in a shootout. San Jose has lost 7 in a row and 9 of their last 10. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls' action. Wamego took Marysville 63-35. Clay Center down Concordia 49-19. Chapman over Abilene, 51-39. Valley Heights girls beat Blue Valley, 68-48. Centralia took Axtell, 50-28. In boys' play, Wamego edged Marysville, 60-57. Concordia took Clay Center, 57-54. And Abilene over Chapman, 53-40.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Billionaire philanthropist and novelist Mackenzie Scott has pledged to donate a record $50 million to the National 4-H Council. The Youth Development Organization announced the largest single gift in the group's 120-year history. Scott, previously married to Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, and when they divorced in 2019 after 25 years of marriage, she received 4% of Amazon shares as part of the divorce settlement. After that was finalized, she signed the Giving Pledge, created for billionaires to pledge to donate most of their fortune to philanthropy, and subsequently made a donation at a fairly rapid pace. She noted before she wanted to emphasize the privileged voices and cede focus to others, saying put large donors at the center of stories and social progress is distorting their role. But the donation to 4-H is unrestricted, and the council has yet to decide how best to allocate those funds. The EPA has agreed to file a notice in the Federal Register seeking comment on a proposed judicial consent decree that would require EPA to finalize the 2021 and 2022 renewable volume obligations. The RVOs are the subject of pending rulemaking due no later than June 3rd of this year. The announcement is part of the settlement discussions with Growth Energy, which filed multiple notices of intent to sue and complaint in federal district court in response to the agency's extended delay in issuing the RVOs. Growth Energy contends the delays are a direct violation of the deadlines established by Congress for the Renewable Fuel Standard Program. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said the agreement is a significant milestone for the biofuels industry and reflects Growth Energy's persistent effort to hold the EPA accountable. The EPA Federal Register notice, scheduled for publication today, provides 30 days for public comment from the date of the publication. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday morning today. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. Yesterday had a big day in the grain markets. They really like some of the news after the three-day holiday from President's Day on Monday as they started off green and went progressively higher as the day went along. March corn wrapped up yesterday 20.5 cents higher at the end, sitting at 674¾. We had Kansas City wheat. They started off a little slow but saw some big jumps right towards the end of the day, with March KC wheat up 46.5 cents, sitting at 881¾. Chicago wheat was also up by 47¼. Over in the bean market, things mostly higher there as well. They saw a big jump towards the end of the trading, with March soybeans up 33.5 cents, yesterday finishing at 1635 even a bushel. We had March meal up $5.80 at 453.70, and soybean oil for March wrapped up $2.58 higher at 70.15. So some big gains across the board there. Canola was also in the green, with March canola sitting up $12.80 at 10.32 and 40 cents. Cotton, on the other hand, a little bit lower as March cotton wrapped up $1.80. They were pretty stagnant yesterday, sitting at 121.19 by the end. And oats market was also a little bit lower, with March oats down 9¼ at 680¼. Livestock market was mostly lower throughout most of the trading yesterday. Saw a little bit of green blip up in the live cattle market by the end of trading. And the lean hogs, they were pretty consistent. Feeder cattle, however, were in the red. February live cattle, they're about off the market for the month as they were up, finished off a half a buck higher yesterday at 143¾. The April live cattle was up by 15 cents at 146.02. Feeder cattle for March, they wrapped up $1.20 lower yesterday, sitting at 164.22. Lean hogs, on the other hand, they saw some big gains. April lean hogs finishing up $2.67 in the green yesterday, finishing at 112.07. We'll see what markets have in store today for a Wednesday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we're celebrating President's Day all month long with a better way to buy. Receive the presidential treatment with a promise of exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, and transparent pricing. And February is the month to take advantage of the market and get a sweetheart of a deal, while every trade-in, including yours, is at its peak value. Worried you won't find the right new Kia for you? Midwest Kia has that problem solved for you, as we have over 200 new Kias available today, all with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. It's all part of reimagining the way a car dealership should be at Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. It's a better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and receive the presidential treatment and a sweetheart of a deal. You'll see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
When selling your home, curb appeal is important, but so is nose appeal. We will explain today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 23rd, the 54th day of the year. Actress Dakota Fanning has a birthday, and it was 77 years ago today that Joe Rosenthal snapped the iconic photo of Marines raising the American flag on Iwo Jima's Mount Suribachi. If you'll be raising the for sale sign in front of your house this spring, remember this. The first thing people notice when they step into your home is not the carpet, the draperies, or the paint, but the smell. Real estate experts suggest baking a batch of cookies or an apple pie before showering your home. A bowl of polished fruit adds an appealing touch, and you can add fragrance as well as a brilliant shine to woodwork by rubbing with orange soil. The rule of thumb is easy to remember. Smells sell. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. The cold snap continues. Zero this morning, despite the sunshine. Highs around 20 on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ochai Agbaje scored 23 points and passed Wilt Chamberlain on the Kansas career scoring list, leading the No. 5 Jayhawks to a 102-83 win over Kansas State last night at Allen Fieldhouse. Agbaje has 1,444 points in 110 games, 26th on Kansas's all-time list. He passed Wilt Chamberlain with his 13th point of the first half. Chamberlain had 1,433 points in 48 games. For Kansas State, Marquise Noel scored 20 points, Nigel Pax, Selton Miguel, and Mike McGurl each had 13, and Mark Smith added 11. Switching gears and talking college baseball, Oklahoma scored three times in the bottom of the first inning and never trailed, knocking off Wichita State 6-2 on a chilly Tuesday afternoon at L. Dale Mitchell Park in Norman, Oklahoma. The Sooners are now 3-1. The Shockers are 0-4. The Shockers continue their road trip tonight at 6:30 against Texas State at Globe Life Field. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, be in Bramlage Coliseum this Saturday, February 26th, as your K-State men's basketball team hosts Iowa State at 1 p.m. A Wildcat 4-pack of reserve bench tickets is just $75. Reserve yours today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. See you at 1 p.m. Saturday as your Cats take on the Cyclones. Go Cats!
It was a clean sweep for your Marysville Bulldogs. They defeated the Chapman Irish on Friday night in both games, starting with the goals. It was a big victory, 44-41, ending their four-game losing streak behind 13 points from Eva Peschel, 4-7 from the free throw line. And then Bella Rader finished with 11 total points and a key three as got Marysville for the victory. Shannon Anderson with 14, Ava Long with 8 for Chapman in the loss. And then on to the boys' side, was another strong, dominant performance. They defeated the Chapman boys' basketball team 57-39 behind a strong outing from Willow Tott, 14 total points, 6-6 from the free throw line, and Sam Jefferson, 12 total points, hitting a couple threes as well in the defeat. Torrey Cavanaugh with 12, and then Camden LeBeau with 6. For KNDY Radio, I'm Paxton Gordon.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls' action. Wamego took Marysville 63-35. Clay Center down Concordia 49-19. Chapman over Abilene 51-39. Valley Heights girls beat Blue Valley 68-48. Centralia took Axtell 50-28. In boys' play, Wamego edged Marysville 60-57. Concordia took Clay Center 57-54. And Abilene over Chapman 53-40.
KNDY. I got my game on. I step out of the shower, steaming up the place. Wipe off the mirror, shave my baby face. Can't help but smile. Hey, what can I say? I got my game on. Put on my black silk shirt, my Armani suit, my custom-made hat, my alligator boots. Slip my rings on my fingers, my new shades.
got my game on. Get to the club in my caddy with my custom 24s. Flip my keys to the valet and I'm ready to roar. They're gonna know the second I strut through the door. I got my game on. Yeah, I got my game on. Better hang on tight. I guarantee it's gonna be a hell of a ride. I got my groove on. I got my smooth on. Yeah, you ladies are in trouble tonight. I got my game on. Gave me a wink, flashed my platinum card, and buy her a drink. From that look she's giving me, son, it's a damn good thing. I got my game on, better hang on tight. I guarantee it's gonna be a hell of a ride. I got my groove on, I got my smooth on. Going rock star crazy tonight. I got my game on. Game on.